Johnsonville Sausage is just one of the companies doing business in Japan. Michael Suprick is their director of international business. He says delivery is already being disrupted.
All of our volume is still moving through the U.S. According to our retailers' wishes. But right now, they're having a hard time delivering to each of the stores within country. I think what we're going to do is see a slowdown of our volume in country, but we haven't ceased any production here in the U.S. as of yet.
Suprick says Johnsonville has been exporting to Japan for 10 years, with each year's sales better than the last. They even have an office and partner with a distribution center there. Last year, Wisconsin's exports of processed meats and fish to Japan jumped 66%. Ben Brancel is the secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection in Wisconsin. He says next quarter's figures on exports may not be reliable.
There may be some short-term disruptions just because of the systems that are under stress, whether it's transportation or the marketplace itself or energy systems, especially products that may need electricity or energy for maintenance of quality.
Brancel says a recent trade mission to Japan resulted in new Wisconsin companies marketing products there. He says he doesn't expect those relationships to suffer, despite the recent disasters. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.